We ask a lot of people who take up arms and serve in the American Armed Forces, but there are some benefits provided to veterans once they've completed their service. Those include home loans backed by the federal government to allow veterans to buy homes with no down payment. The use of those loans has risen sharply in the years since the recession. Figures show Oregon in particular has seen a rise in the use of veteran home loans in the last 5 years. Let's get a fix on the numbers and a refresher course on the loan program. Our guest is Chris Burke, who's the Director of Education for an outfit called Veterans United Home Loans. Chris, thanks for joining us today on The Exchange.
Jeff, thank you so much for having us.
So you literally wrote the book, or a book anyway, on VA home loans. Give us a sense of how vast a system this is and what's available out there.
Well, this historic benefit program dates back to the original GI Bill of Rights that was signed in 1944 by President Roosevelt. And one of the most astounding things about the growth of this program is seeing how it continues to fulfill its original mission. Next year will be the 75th anniversary of this program, and we're seeing it in Oregon and in states across the country continuing to help new generation of military members and their families achieve this dream of homeownership.
And what do vets need to do to be able to qualify for veteran home loans once they're in the position of asking for one?
Well, one of the things that we stress to veterans and military members and their families across the country is you don't need to know. You don't need to know if you qualify. You don't need to know if you have the right paperwork. Part of it is just knowing that you served entitles you to a range of benefits. Among those is the chance to purchase a home with no money down, with more flexible and forgiving credit requirements, with the industry's average lowest interest rates, and a host of other benefits. To be sure, there are guidelines in place in terms of your military history service, and you're going to need to make sure you've got enough income to pay back that loan and have the credit scores that show that you have an ability and willingness to repay a mortgage. But on the whole, we just stress to veterans to know that you gave so much to this country, and a small way for us to give back is this program. And so just contacting a lender in your area, a lender who works with these loans, a real estate agent who knows this program, that's just a great place to start. And then you're really in a position to make the best financial decision for you and your family. You know, that's one of the major benefits of the growth of this program, you know, that you mentioned at the outset. It has seen tremendous growth over the last 10 years coming out of the housing recovery. But one of the sideline benefits to that growth that goes beyond just the growth of VA loans is just a greater knowledge and awareness about all of your home buying benefits and making sure that veterans know about this program. That's key to them making the best financial decision possible. There was a survey done back in about 2010 by the VA that found that 1 in 3 home buying veterans didn't know they had a home loan benefit. 1 in 3. And that's not to say that for every veteran in Oregon, they should automatically get a VA loan, because there are some cases where it won't be the best fit. But just knowing that it's out there, that your service entitles you to take a closer look at this benefit, compare it to all the other loan options, and then see what the numbers say, that's a tremendous benefit to those who've served our country.
So what is the contact point for giving people awareness as they leave the service about the things available to them? I mean, are they given a huge packet of stuff and have to try to read that as they're signing themselves out of the military, or is there some later point at which they can expect to get contacted about things like veterans' home loans?
You know, I think part of the growth of this program has been a boost in awareness for those who are leaving the service. I think, you know, the Defense Department and the VA and others have done a great job making sure that those, as they're transitioning out of the military, are getting briefings, are getting information about their benefits. But it's undoubtedly a lot to take in as you're getting ready to leave. And so once you're out there back in the civilian world, the onus really shifts to the individual veteran or service member. And so that's why spending time knocking down some of the myths and misconceptions around this program is so incredibly important. Spending time making sure that the veterans in your community, that the veterans in your family just know that this is an option is so incredibly important. Again, it doesn't mean, it's not a one-to-one that just because you served, you should get a VA loan, but just making sure that it's something that you can ask a lender about when the time comes, because, you know, this is a program that's guaranteed by the federal government, by the Department of Veterans Affairs, but the VA doesn't make these loans. So you can't call the VA, you can't go to your local veterans office or your state veterans office and ask for a mortgage application. They're going to point you to a mortgage lender, a mortgage broker. And You know, there are a lot of great mortgage companies across the country. This is all we do. This is our focus, and we make more of these loans than any other company in the country. And whether you're working with Veterans United or any other company, the bottom line is just finding someone you trust, and ideally somebody who knows this program. It's not more cumbersome. It's not more difficult or challenging than other loan programs. It's just different. It's more specialized. And I think the more specialization you have at your disposal, the better off you're likely to be.
Chris Burke is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about veterans' home loans and the growth of them in our region over the last 5 years. He is the director of education for Veterans United Home Loans. That is a mortgage lender that, as you hear, specializes in veterans' home loans. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. So you were saying, I think what you said, Chris, is that not every mortgage lender is going to have the VA loans. You don't go to the VA for them. So is that all the business you do at Veterans United?
No, we're a full-service mortgage lender, so we do all the types of lending that you'd expect. But our focus, and this was, you know, we decided this a long time ago because there was really, I think, a gap in the marketplace. There weren't a lot of companies out there that wanted to specialize or focus on this product. And at the time, it might have been a little more difficult or a little more cumbersome, you know, 15 years ago. But the VA has really invested in technology and automation on there, and that's helped streamline this process. And so that's one of the things that we stress, especially to real estate agents and brokers across the country, is, you know, this isn't your grandfather's VA loan. This isn't your father's VA loan. The program today looks a lot different. It moves a lot faster than it might have, because you might have had a bad experience as a real estate agent or even a home seller 10 or 15 years ago with a veteran or a VA loan, and then you swore them off completely. And that's one thing we really try to stress, is that this is such a hard-earned job benefit. And so giving veterans the chance to compete in areas like Medford and Ashland and across Oregon, it's hard to explain how much, and hard to understand for us, I think, as civilians, like how much they've given up for us and for our safety and security. And there's such a strong hunger for homeownership among veterans and military families. The veteran homeownership rate in this country, VA puts it at about 82%. That's about 20 percentage points higher than the civilian national homeownership rate. So giving those folks a chance to show what this loan can do in the marketplace, because the way that it works today is not the way that it might have worked 15 or 20 years ago. These loans are closing about as fast as a conventional loan does. And they have a higher success rate of closing in a lot of markets across the country on average. They have lower average interest rates than any other loan type in the market. And despite the fact that nationally about 8 in 10 veterans are able to purchase a home without making a down payment, or they choose to not make a down payment, this has been the safest mortgage product on the market for more than a decade now. And so just making sure that people in communities across the country understand what this program can do and what it represents, and just giving veterans a chance to compete on that level playing field is incredibly important.
I do have more questions about the functioning of the home loans themselves, but I do want to get into some of the numbers for this region, because you have some statistics on what the growth has been like over the last 5 years.
Yeah, if you look at, you know, and we wanted to do sort of a snapshot in time to kind of give people a sense of how much growth, because nationally, overall, if you look, the VA has backed more loans in the last 5 years than they did in the previous dozen years combined. So there's been explosive growth coming out of the housing crisis in 2008. So in the Medford area, we've seen VA loans nationally purchase loans jump about 62% this year compared to 2013, and, you know, a little more than a third in Grants Pass. You know, in Portland, it was nearly a third. Astoria saw a 174% increase. So, you know, across Oregon, we're seeing veterans, military members, and their families turning to this benefit. And, you know, we talked a little while ago about growth and awareness helping to drive this. I think one of the other things that has driven the growth of this program in Oregon and across the country has been, in the wake of the housing crisis and the Great Recession, you saw a lot of mortgage lenders really tightening their requirements. They were looking suddenly for higher credit scores and higher down payments and lower debt-to-income ratios, and it became increasingly difficult for a lot of veterans and military members to qualify for conventional financing. I mean, the nature of military service can exact some pretty unique tolls on credit and finances, and honestly, that's why this program was created almost 75 years ago, to help give veterans a foothold in markets across the country because they chose to give up the chance in a lot of ways to build credit and to build savings because they're out there putting their lives on the line for us.
Would there be any advantage, Chris, to them going for a conventional loan versus a VA-backed loan?
You know, there absolutely can be. It really depends on the specific situation. And that's why one of the offshoot benefits of this growth has just been awareness about all of your mortgage options. And so if you have great credit, if you have enough liquidity to put down a 20% down payment, and you're a veteran, you would want to take a long, hard comparative look between conventional loans and VA loans, talk with different lenders, and see how the numbers actually bear out for your specific situation, because it might not be the best fit, but for so many veterans and military members who found themselves on the sidelines in the wake of the housing crisis, this program is what allowed them to achieve the dream of home ownership, and we're still seeing it do that and pay dividends in Oregon and across the country.
Chris Burke, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the Director of Education at Veterans United Home Loans. He has, in fact, written a book about veterans' home loans and how they work, so he knows from where he speaks. You can join the conversation on the Exchange with questions about the home loan process or the other end of things, how it is backed. We'll get to that in a moment. 800-838-3760 to join the conversation by phone, or send your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. So that raises the question, how is this backed, Chris? I mean, when somebody does a no-down-payment loan, are they just amortizing the cost of the house through all of the payments over 30 years or more, or does somebody else pay the down payment?
No, I mean there is no down payment. It's the signature benefit of this program, and it's been part of it since its inception. And that's part of the promise that we have made to those who have served, that this is a benefit that we want to offer to you. And so, essentially, what happens is the Department of Veterans Affairs guarantees a portion of every loan. So it's typically 25% of the loan that's guaranteed. And that guarantee, that sense of confidence, is essentially a form of insurance to mortgage lenders that says, if this veteran should lapse into default, we're going to repay the government. We're going to repay that lender a quarter of the loan amount. And that sense of insurance and guarantee gives lenders the confidence and the ability to make these loans truly with no down payment. It's not added in on the back end. Someone else isn't paying it. There's simply no down payment. And so depending on where in the country you're buying, that can actually be a pretty tremendous advantage. You know, in most of the country, and the numbers are getting ready to change for next year, but in most of the country right now, you can borrow up to a little over $450,000 without needing to put money down. Now, that doesn't mean that you automatically just get a $450,000 mortgage. You still have to have the income,
sure,
and the ability and willingness to repay that loan. But that's a tremendous advantage for veterans and military members across the country. And those limits, those are known as loan limits, they're actually higher in more expensive parts of the country. So that allows veterans to better compete in costlier markets.
We're talking about the positive story now about how things have trended upward over the course of the last 5 years as the recession broke and we got back into something more like a healthy and growing economy. But let's go to the other end of the recession and talk about it at the beginning. Were there lots of defaults on veterans' loans?
No, and that, you know, that's one that we talked a little while ago about myths and misconceptions, and that's one of really the lingering misnomers about this program, is that it somehow had a role in the housing crisis. And it absolutely didn't. And when you look back at the data, so the Mortgage Bankers Association tracks delinquency and foreclosure data. And when you look back at the data, it's astounding. And to my mind, it's one of the most undercovered and underreported stories of the entire housing recovery. It's that a loan program where people aren't required to make a down payment has led the way in terms of foreclosure. It sounds counterintuitive, and there are a couple of main reasons why that's the case. But there's been such a focus in the mortgage industry on credit score and debt to income ratio really being these predictors of default. And I think VA takes a much more holistic look at a veteran's finances and their overall financial profile. And that's one of the big reasons why they've had such a low foreclosure rate, especially given the ability and the benefit of no down payment.
We'd been talking about the increase in VA purchase loans over the last 5 years, and again, it's pretty impressive in parts of Oregon. You mentioned 62% growth in Medford, about a third higher in Grants Pass, 62% in Coos Bay, also in our region. Brookings up 105% from fiscal 18 over fiscal 13. Nationally, the number is 59%, which is quite healthy as well. And do you have figures on California at your fingertips, Chris?
I do. So California, so just look, do that same sort of snapshot. Looking 5 years ago, VA purchase loans are up 42% in California. And so in Northern California, like Sacramento region, even higher, about 66%. So it's, you know, and we think about California, too. I was looking a little while ago. So the average VA loan in California this current fiscal year 18, so the government's fiscal year runs October through September. So the average VA loan amount in California this year was about $405,000. So on a typical conventional loan, just a plain, boring, vanilla conventional mortgage, typically is going to require a 5% down payment. So that's about $20,000 in cash at the closing table that that veteran or military member needs, no questions asked, to get a conventional loan of that size. So being able to come to the table without having to make a down payment, such a huge benefit. And it has made homeownership possible for veterans and military families for, you know, a little more than seven decades now. And it's still doing it year after year. It's remarkable to see, and the growth is it's gratifying, to say the least.
Chris, we have about a minute left, and I wanted to ask about if somebody is interested, if somebody did serve in the military and is eligible for these loans, which I assume is just having served in the military and having some credit requirements, where do they go first? You mentioned they don't go to the VA, so should they just seek out their nearest mortgage broker and ask if they offer VA-backed loans?
Yeah, I mean, look for somebody you trust. Try to find somebody who specializes in VA loans. I mean, you can certainly go to veteransunited.com. We'd be happy to help. We love helping veterans in Oregon, but it doesn't have to be Veterans United. But I do urge you to look for companies that have a track record of serving veterans and taking care of veterans. Because it's one thing to make VA loans. It's another thing to actually be committed to helping service members get and keep those homes.
All right. We are talking about VA loans here on the Jefferson Exchange, or VA-backed loans, which allow some vets to buy houses with as little as 0% down. Chris Burke knows the program well. He's the Director of Education for Veterans United Home Loans based in Columbia, Missouri. How are things in Columbia these days?
We're gearing up for the Christmas season. The weather's been pretty good overall, so we're just excited for another great year ahead.
Okay, I ask as a University of Missouri graduate, MIZ.
I am also a journalism grad myself.
Well, that figures. Okay, that's right. You're a journalist before you get into doing this.
Chris
Burke,
indeed.
Director of Education, Veterans United Home Loans. Thanks again for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Jeff, thanks so much for helping to spread this information to veterans and their families.
Sure.